Anyhow, we now see Susie relaxing in beautiful downtown Morro Bay with longtime friend Nancy Gottham from Lompoc. Get it? Ham and cheese? Late one night, neither ham nor cheese could sleep, and the mice were restless.
What do you mean? I'm only a meese.
That's moose, stupid horned person.
Who's horned, young lady?
Most of them, Aunt Polly.
Anyway, as the duo walked down by the docks on the bay...
Well, I love that dirty water. Oh, you're my home.
They came to a strange-looking craft anchored in a sheltered cove.
Gee, Susie, look at that boat. That's not a boat. It's a ship, you land lubber. Oh, ship. Why don't we go take a closer look? Sure, that's not a bad eye.
Hey, shut up!
What are you doing, you big, smelly, obnoxious brutes? Unhand me, you fiend, or I'll...
Are you what?
Or I'll break every bone in your body with one swift blow.
Come on, let's get them aboard the dinghy.
You certainly are.
Wait, I'm the star, and that's my line.
Pulling that line, cast off!
Yes, this cast certainly is off. Within minutes, the boys have Susie and Nancy aboard a strange vessel.
Smell that, Susie?
Yes, it's peanuts and chocolate. Do you suppose... Yes.
Shiver me tempers and batten down the hatches and raise the mizzen mast.
It's not missing, Captain. I saw it last night. You probably just misplaced it.
Oh, shut up, kid, and go to bed. It's too late for you to be on the forecastle anyway.
It's 6:25 in the city. Where are your children?
Well, shiver me tempers and batten down the hatches and raise the... what have we here?
It is I, Susie Swiss Cheese, heroine extraordinaire and groovy bot of the air.
Allow me to introduce myself, ladies. It is I, Captain Crunch of the mighty frigate Pooh Bar, with a load of priceless left-handed ball-bearing capstan sleeves with one of them...
You bet it's priceless, Captain. You didn't pay for it. Nevertheless, Nancy and Susie are frightened but hardly scared.
After last week's script, nothing will ever scare me.
Speak for yourself. I'm scared of sleeping without a light on.
Stow that talk and listen up. You two have just volunteered for a perilous but fun voyage to San Diego to deliver an elephant to the zoo.
Elephant? Wait a second. My contract doesn't say I have to work with animals.
Oh, yes, it does, Susie. On page 98, paragraph 3, section 7, part 5, number...
Okay, 40. Shylock, you've got your pound of flesh.
Notice that, folks? A little culture there.
Yeah, very little.
Keep that elephant off the poop deck, you swabby!
You want to clean it up, old man?
Well, Ben... On the hatches, insolence from the crew, and we're not even at sea yet.
Sea yet? I don't even understand yet. What are you going to do with us, Captain?
Stow that yak and prepare to cast off for Dago.
A yak, too? Look, an elephant is bad enough, but a whole menagerie? What is this, an ark or something?
And now this important message.
Due to the acute lack of rain the last several weeks, the fun people at KCPR have decided to build an ark. It will be 20 cubits by 40 cubits, with provisions for an FM antenna on the foremast and a broadcast studio on the poop deck. People from all majors are invited to participate in the design and construction. We need an architect, knowledgeable in the latest contemporary ark design, and a narrow major for dove maintenance. Several Aggies are needed to care for the animals, and they must be handy with a shovel. We also need several home economics majors for general housekeeping and to prepare the food, and an IT major who has successfully completed Woodshop 141. If you have these talents or know of anybody who does, contact KCPR at ASI Box 23 or call 546-2289. And finally, and the construction cannot start without him, we need someone, somewhere, who knows what a cubit is.
I don't know about a cubit, but this cast is pretty square.
Oh, really, Mr. Announcement? You're on a tangent.
Stand by to cast off the starboard lines and the aft lines. Rig the sail and load the dice. Set a course for the Southland and pour it on.
Pour what on what, Captain?
The peanut butter cereal, of course, you lovely, delectable young lady. One lump or two.
Oh, come on. Who can eat at a time like this?
I, for one, narrow and extraordinaire and groovy bot of the air. I love crunchy, yummy, soggy, chocolate-flavored cereal with lots of seawater.
See what water? I can't even see the scotch.
Wave goodbye, Susie. This is your last look at land for quite some time.
You ought to take a bow for that one. Oh, Susie, you're right on the beam.
I'll say you're on an even keel.
Not a bad kid, or I'll have to be stern with you.
Oh, the hole with it.
Full speed ahead, steady as she goes.
Back in a moment. First, this timely interruption for a very important word.
Draft!
About 20 feet.
No, not the boat, the beer!
Beer with us? Folks, the moose has got to go home now and write a letter to his local board.
They wouldn't take him anyway. He has 4 left feet.
And they're all flat.
Only on the bottoms.
As we rejoin Susie and Nancy on board the frigate, we meet Smedley, the lovable 3.76-ton Hungarian elephant.
How do you know he's Hungarian?
The goulash is on his feet.
I think I'll go to bed now.
Susie, this is Smedley. Smedley, Nancy. Susie, Smedley. Captain, Susie. Nancy, Susie. Bob, Carol. Ted, Alex.
Oh, heavy.
Yes, 3.76 tons.
Let's wrap it up, gang.
3.76 tons?
Will Nancy and Susie make it to San Diego? Or will they sail forever on the endless sea with a crunchy captain, an insomniac kid, 2 waterlogged sailors, not to mention a horny moose and a 3.76-ton passionate elephant, or pachyderm as the case may be? Will San Diego survive? Will Captain Crunch survive? Will our heroine be able to save herself and Nancy for more extraordinary adventures? Tune in next week for the almost amazing and amorous adventures of the succulently sweet and somewhat sexy Susie Swiss Cheese, heroine extraordinaire and groovy bot of the air. Try that with your mouth full of peanut butter.
Is that your problem, Mr. Announcement?
No, not my problem, but it sure is Smedley's. Well, until next week, hang in there, Susie, Nancy, Captain, Smedley, Kid, Bob, Carol, Ted, and Alice.
Good night, Smedley.
You've been listening to Sunday Parade on KCPR, San Luis Obispo.
Grayson, a beautiful woman, and a condemned man named Tom Dooley. When the sun rises tomorrow, Tom Dooley must hang.
Good evening, movers and groovers. This is Pat Platter, your platter pushing papa, socking it to you this afternoon or this evening, whatever you may prefer. On Pat Platter's Platter Pushing Papa, Make It or Break It. And this afternoon on Make It or Break It, we're gonna make it or break it. If you don't understand the rules of the game, well, what it is we play a record or 2 or 3 or 5 or 7, and you give us a call and you tell us what you think of the record. You're the one that chooses it. And if you like it, we'll keep playing it. But if you don't like it, well, we break the record. So this afternoon, or this evening, whichever you prefer, We're going to make it or break it, and I do hope that you give us a call. Our phone number at KCPR is 546-2289. That's 546-2289. And for Alan Stone, call 546-4404-707. And in Baywood Park, you may call 535. I can't give that number out. That's unlisted. But anyway, Pat Platter this afternoon. We've got a real heavy for you. It's by David and the Giants, and it's called Don't Say No. And you give us a call, 546-2289, and we'll make it or break it, my friends.
The times are wasting, let's don't take our time. We may not live to see tomorrow.
That number is 546-2289. Ah, we have a caller now. Let's answer the phone, okay? Hello? Hello? Are you there?
I just wanted to tell you how good your show was. I really enjoy hearing things like that on the radio.
Do you like it?
I like it. I like it very much.
May we have your vote?
Yes, you may have my vote.
Would you vote for President Nixon?
Well, that's another story.
Well, I thank you very much for your call, and you've helped make it or break it today.
Well, thank you, sir. Was I on radio? Was I really on radio?
Yes, you are. Do you have a sister by any chance?
Yeah, I have a sister in Saugus.
It's been nice talking to you, and I thank you for calling. Make it or break it. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We have another call. In case you want to call, our number is 546-2289. 546-2289. Hello, KCPR, make it or break it. This
Hello.
Is Pat Platter.
Hello, me. Oh, it's Pat Platter.
Do you love me?
Do I what?
Do you love me?
Oh, I love you. Oh, Pat, this show is... it's too much. I mean, it's...
Would you like to kiss my hand?
Pat.
Do you like our song today?
Yes. Oh, yes, yes. Your songs. Oh, those are good, too. Uh-huh.
Oh, it's called Don't Say No, and it's by David and the Giants.
Oh, you have my vote. Yes, you have my vote.
Do you, by chance, how old are you by any chance?
I'm 13.
13. Do you like Tommy Rode?
Oh, Tommy Rode. Oh, Rode. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, Tommy Rode.
Do you like the Archies? On second thought. Well, I thank you for calling, Pat Platter. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, our number is 546-2289 here in San Luis Obispo at KCPR Radio. I do hope you will give us a call. And if you have an opinion or a vote, why, a call is coming in right now. Good afternoon or good evening, whichever you prefer.
Hey, man, it stinks. Get that thing off of there. It stinks.
You don't like it, eh?
Uh-uh, it stinks.
What bar are you in? You're not in a bar, are you?
Nah, man, it stinks. Stinks.
What department are you in the school?
I don't go to school. It stinks.
Well, thank you for your call. I'll put you down for a no vote and say that you are going to vote for Governor Reagan. Thank you for calling. Well, give us a call at 546-2289. Another call. Let's hear it ring one more time. Maybe three times. Let's let it ring three times, okay? Ah, yes. Good afternoon.
Is this the real Pat Platter?
Why, you...
Yeah, I heard you on the radio.
Well, if you've got your radio on right now, you could probably hear me.
Yeah.
Aren't I wonderful?
I can. That record is awful.
You don't like it?
Uh-uh. It's bad. I don't like it at all. But, Pat, I love you.
Well,
how come you play such rotten music, Pat? Well, I love you, but I hate that record.
I've got another record if you'd like to hear it.
Play the other record, Pat.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Okay, Pat, I will. I will. I'll hold on, Pat. Put the other record on. Come on, Pat. Pat?
It's on right now.
Oh,
and
good.
It's a goodie.
I can't hear it. Oh, yeah, hey, that's good, Pat. I like that one.
It's by Ronnie Millsap, and if you like it, I'll put it down for a yes vote.
Yeah, I like that one, but the other one was awful.
Thank you for calling. Goodbye. Music continues with Pat Platter on Make It or Break It. It's called Loving You is a Natural Thing. It's by Ronnie Millsap, and it's a winner. Let us answer the phone. My, we are getting the telephone calls today. Good evening or good afternoon, whichever you prefer, and welcome to Make It or Break It. What is your vote? Yes? Hello?
You're playing such horrible music.
Could
you tell me, I mean, you know, the record you had on before was fine, but this piece of you're playing now is just, well, it's too much.
I beg your pardon.
I'm sorry. I like to listen to good radio stations, and I like to listen to good music, and what you're playing now is not my idea of good music.
Well, have you ever tried
What is it you're trying to tell me, you know, that you don't like me as a person or something? This is a kind of a personal affront. You know, you're playing...
Goodbye. You too can give us a call at 546-2289. That is 546-2289. While we have another caller, as per usual, let us answer. Good afternoon or good evening.
Break it.
Nasty phone calls we get these days. It's by a guy named Ronnie Millsap. You give us a call at 546-2289. 2289. And Pat Platter will make it or break it as per your choice. Well, those phone calls are still coming in, and we'll take one more phone call. One more phone call. Good afternoon or good evening.
Hi, Pat. I just wondered if I could make it with you. I mean, I can't make it with the music, but can I make it with you, Pat?
Make It With You, Girl, by Brid. We made that on this program. Did you know that?
Pat. Oh, I love the sound of your voice.
You
it's
know,
just terrific.
They long to be close to you, but, you know, we've only just begun.
Oh, Pat, you understand exactly how I feel.
Oh, look what they've done to my song, Mom.
Well, Pat, I have to hang up. Now my mother's coming.
Well, give her a kiss for me, honey. Well, hold on a second. Let me grab a record.
Oh, that hurt.
We've had two records today on Make It or Break It with Pat Platter. And we've had a lot of calls at 546-2289. And, in fact, the phone's still ringing right now, but just let them drop dead. Let's answer it. Hello.
What kind of music you playing there?
What?
What kind of music you playing there? That lousy.
We're not playing country and western. You can darn well bet that.
What matter? I don't like that kind of music.
Why not?
That lousy music.
What juvenile hall are you in?
That no important to yours.
What consulate are you in?
What?
Do you watch television by any chance?
What that?
Well, I suggest you learn. Goodbye. This is making a break. What are you giggling about? My producer's sitting here giggling. You don't think I have a producer? What is your name, please?
You know, Melvin.
Melvin what?
Swell.
Melvin Swellvin, huh?
No, Mel Swell.
Oh, Mel Swell. Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome
to... Hi, friends. Ralph Williams here.
Oh, gosh. Get him out of here. You know, we're running out of time, folks. We've had two records today, and Don't Say No by David and the Giants. No, Giants.
Like in San Francisco.
Like in San Francisco. Hey, who's...
Hey,
it's against union for the producer to talk. Get your butt out of the control room. Don't ever hire a producer that only has one leg, one eye, one arm, and he's blind in both of his ears. I'll tell you what, though. And then I stepped on him. Hey, do we have the close of the program queued up yet, you dunce? Okay. I'm talking to our director now. Then our other record was Loving You is a Natural... not the phone. You know, radio stations get so many calls, and I don't understand. Let's answer. If we answer this one, we're going to run 38 minutes today, and the producer will probably... Never mind. Good afternoon.
Hey there, Mr. Platter.
Yeah.
I like that. Oh, I really do.
We weren't playing any records. It was me talking.
Oh. I didn't know.
You must
have
been
on my phone.
Oh, his mother must have just kicked him. Loving You is a Natural Thing by Ronnie Millsap. That sounds like a real winner. Anyway, you made the choice today, and you voted for him, and so we have two winners.
Yeah? Oh, you ring again and I'm gonna knock you off the wall. Just don't answer it. Don't answer it. Let them keep calling 546-2289. Today we have two winners, and so, my friends, we're breaking them. All of you little punky 13-year-olds that dig Tommy Road, I hate you. So you just keep calling KCPR, and you just keep not getting answered. And so with that, I say, tune in again next week for Make It or Break It on KCPR. Pat Platter saying goodbye and good luck. Okay, start the tape. Get off the phone, you kids. You 13-year-old Tommy Road lovers. We're still breaking it, kids. We're breaking it. Oh, it's been rough today.
The preceding has been pre-recorded.
I will add this this footnote to today's program. Today's program was not pre-recorded. Actually, all of us are in the county jail, and you may find us by not calling 546-2289, but in New York. Dial Murray Hill 169911, and we will be glad to take your call and turn it over to the Red Cross.
KCPR's Sunday Parade. KCPR would like to thank the following people who worked to make the show impossible. Jim D., writer and producer of The Rock Machine. Woody Goulart, writer and producer of The Album of the Week. Bernie Wright, Louis Rinaldi, Scott Johnston, writers of Susie Swiss Cheese. Janie Yoakum, Bernie Wright, Lou Rinaldi, Steve Lamont, Scott Johnston, and Marilyn the Journalism Secretary, actors in Susie Swiss Cheese. Bernie Wright, producer of Susie Swiss Cheese. And finally, Pat Platter, writer and Mel Swell producer of Make It or Break It. This has been Sunday Parade on KCPR in San Luis Obispo.
From San Luis Obispo, it's Weekend 91 on KCPR.
Thank you, San Luis Obispo. The number here, 546-2289. Welcome yourself to the Stone Zone, bounded on three sides by the heavy hits, and on the fourth by much more music. Sunday by request.